Hello and welcome to our first lesson here concerning Balaam, Israel's fundamental promoter of apostasy. We're going to look at the doctrine of Balaam. We're looking at a verse here in the book of Revelation. Before we look at it, we need to understand that this verse was addressed to the pastor at the church of Pergamos. And to the pastor he said, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." Now he said to the pastor, "I have a few things against thee." The pastor is the one who caused this all to happen. The people, they didn't do that. The pastor did that. And so we sometimes talk about the seven churches in the book of Revelation, and there was seven churches, but every one of those letters were addressed to the pastor, and that's very important. Now, when it comes to Balaam, he talked like a fundamentalist. We will see in this study that although Balaam sounded like a solid fundamentalist, he was unsaved. He was one of the greatest hypocrites on the face of the earth at that time, but he sounded very fundamental. We're going to look at some verses. The first one, Numbers 22, verse 13, Balaam refused to go with the enemies of Israel. He rose up, it says, "Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you." Then in Numbers 22, verse number 18, he sounded pretty fundamental here. It says, "And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more." And then in verse 38, what he said here today, I think most fundamental leaders would welcome Balaam to come preach in their church. He said, it says here, "And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak." Sounded pretty fundamental. We read here in verses 8 through 10 how fundamental he sounded. He said, "How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his." Wow, that's sounding pretty fundamental here. In verse number 12 of chapter 23, Balaam would probably be welcome to preach in our national meetings, I think. Listen to what he said. He answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth?" We read in Numbers 23, 18 to 20, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it." Sounding pretty fundamental. Numbers 24:13. "Anyone stronger than this? If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad in my own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak." Well, how did Jude see Balaam? Jude, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said Balaam was one of those men who crept in unawares. He said that Balaam had turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, and in verse number 13 in the little book of Jude, Jude said Balaam went to hell when he died. How did Joshua see Balaam? He said in Joshua 13 and 22, concerning this fundamental sounding leader, he referred to him as Balaam the soothsayer. And what about Moses? How did he see Balaam? In Deuteronomy 23, Moses said, "They hired against thee Balaam." And then in Numbers chapter 31 and verse 16, Moses said, "Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord." How did Nehemiah see Balaam? He said in Nehemiah 13:2, we read, "Nehemiah reminded God's people how Balak had hired Balaam against them." And what about Peter? How did he see Balaam? Peter knew Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness, and we find out in the Word of God in Joshua chapter 13 and verse 22, he died fighting against God's people. Joshua 13:22, Moses recorded his death, saying, "And they slew Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword." In Numbers 31, Joshua said, "Balaam also, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them." Unfortunately, they were too late. Israel fell into a deep apostasy. We read in Revelation 2:14, Balaam taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Numbers 31:16, Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, committed a trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. 24,000 Israelites died in that plague because they allowed a fundamental sounding leader to promote apostasy in Israel. We can only guess how many churches will die under the direction of our modern-day fundamental-sounding promoters of apostasy. It is important. This is not just a history lesson. The Bible says these things are written for our admonition. Listen, 1 Corinthians 10:11. All these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world were come. Jeremiah warned God's people, but they wouldn't listen. Jeremiah warned them not to let the diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, but they didn't listen. Balaam was used of Satan to introduce apostasy among God's people. He was very successful because God's people refused to listen to the warnings. Read the book of Jeremiah. They threw him in a pit. We aren't going to listen to that guy. Apostasy promoting pastors are in our age of apostasy today. Again, the seven of the John's letters in the book of Revelation were addressed to the pastors, not to the people. As previously mentioned, Revelation 2:12, John addressed his letter to the pastor at Pergamos, and to that particular pastor in verse 14, he said, "I have a few things against thee, pastor, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." Now, if you look at the story there at Pergamos, the pastor was doing a great job in many areas. The Lord said, "I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth." But the pastor allowed some to hold the doctrine of Balaam. The warning was plain. The Lord said, "Repent or else," he said to the pastor. And the pastor did not turn from his compromising position. And so the result, by the time we get to the Laodicean church, Balaam's doctrine is full-blown in the church. In Revelation 2:1, we find Christ walking in their midst. In Revelation 2:20, Christ said, "Behold, I stand at the door." In Matthew 16 and 18, Christ said, "I will build my church." In Revelation 3:14, he refers to it as the church. The word Balaam, or the name Balaam, means not of the people, although he talked like he was one of God's people. We must always remember that talk is cheap. It is the walk that will cost us something. Balaam was an unsaved fundamentalist who was used of Satan to introduce apostasy among God's people. And we find out that God was very angry. The book of Numbers presents us with a very angry God. 9 times in Numbers we read the anger of the Lord being kindled. We read in Numbers 11 that God sent a fire and a plague. In Numbers 12, God struck Miriam with leprosy. Numbers 14, when the spies returned with their evil report, God was ready to kill all of Israel as one man. In Numbers 16, God opened the ground and swallowed those who were sowing discord against the leadership of Moses. Also in Numbers 16, some people complained and God killed 14,700 of them. In Numbers 21, when people continued to complain, God sent snakes to kill the complainers. In Numbers 25, at Bel Peor, there was another 24,000 people of God's people who died. In Numbers 32:14 records the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. And God was very angry with Balaam. In Numbers 22, we read that God was so angry with Balaam, he told him if it had not been for his donkey, he would have killed him. Well, we're going to leave it here for this lesson. Be sure to be with us for lesson number 2 as we continue in the doctrine of Balaam, where God said, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.